The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Yeah, with Carl and the Bot. Today, November 10th, the 248th birthday of the United States Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And if you didn't get tickets to the Marine Corps birthday ceremony tonight, you're out of luck. You've been out of luck. We are still plugging people in.
Oh, I hope so, because I know you said last night that somebody called for three. And when you said no, I kind of like lost sleep over it, because I thought, you know, some people, now you're just, it's like that. You know, people last minute, they're like, oh my God, it's like the Marine Corps birthday. Yeah, are we doing something?
And we are every November 10th right here in Shasta County in Redding, California. We have a Marine Corps birthday celebration, and we start putting out the notices in September. And frankly, in beginning of October, we were a little concerned.
Yeah.
It's going to be a powerful, small group. Mm-hmm. We're going to be small but mighty. But then it just has just exploded over the month. And my friends, I would let 1,000
everybody
people in
yes.
there. No, literally. I would fit people in there, because we have such a great time. We are celebrating the birthday of our beloved Corps.
And everybody should be there.
But it comes down to food, and we have to tell the caterers, in this case, Wind River, who have been so good, so good. Sarah Morganson, you are an angel. We have to tell them so we can, you know, because they have to have a
they
week
have
to
prepare.
And even then, they've added.
Yeah. Imagine if you have a wedding. This is what it's been like. Carl and the group, a shout out to our captain, Ron Isley, too.
Ron Isley.
Two of you have been bringing the computers out, looking at the tables, and the scene. It's like a wedding.
It's everybody. Everybody's right. been working on this. Anyway, we'll get more into that later, but we've got a lot more things to do here. First of all, Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
No little slice of birthday cake for the Marine Corps?
No.
Okay.
Well, no,
that's
I actually
right.
was.
You know what? You're still young enough to enlist. Well, I'm going to talk to you about it. Okay. And it's 7:07 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, who, by the way, is going to be at the ball tonight.
They've got a table.
They've got a table there. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Let me give you a little brief view of the weather. Currently 48 degrees. Now, our forecast, according to the National Weather Service, today calls for mostly sunny. But if you step outside this morning, we've got a gloomy morning. And according to Reed, who's here with our Pet of the Week, she said there were a little bit of sprinkles. So maybe be prepared for that. But our highs today will be 66 with our overnight lows of 44. And it looks like tomorrow on Veterans Day, partly sunny, then gradually, I don't understand that, partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny. I don't get that one, but hey.
Cloudy in the morning, then the clouds go away.
Okay, so we got becoming sunny tomorrow.
I'm here to help.
68. Tomorrow night, 44, and then on Sunday, partly sunny once again, with 66, partly. Then we have a slight chance of, according to the forecast, slight chance of rain with overnight lows on Sunday night with 44. Now, Monday, we're just raining on Monday and Tuesday as well. So there's the forecast, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. Thank you, Chuck Kinney, for coming yesterday when you were doing your live remote out in front of Crown Motors for
what a great day
an early Veterans Day, but still going into the weekend. And, and he's wonderful
ready.
And was a Vietnam vet and proudly represents the Army.
The Army, and he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, and goes back every year or every other year. He's going to be going back in April, back to Vietnam, and they search for MIAs. So more on that later. But we're here with Katrina Stunt Double, Reed.
Reed, good morning.
Who brought in
who brought in Ruby.
Ruby.
Our pet of the week. Good morning, Reed and
Good
Ruby.
Good morning. She is such a sweet little girl.
She is
not
sweet.
So little.
She's not so little. But she's
huge head. Interesting
yes.
markings.
Yeah. We have her labeled as a mastiff mix, but okay. definitely up for debate.
Well, that head could be a mastiff.
Yeah. She's got a big head, little
really
ears.
Big. Yeah. Little ears, big head. And it's got
so
this
sweet.
Line, straight line, you know, like almost... It's like a straight line.
Right across her head, almost like her bangs.
Yeah, exactly. But she's got a very sweet disposition.
Oh, yeah.
She's
pretty mellow.
Laying down right now, mellow. And
how old would you say Ruby
is? We think she's about 4.
Okay.
She was found as a stray about 2 months ago, so we don't know that much about her history.
Mm-hmm.
But she seems to be a really sweet girl, very people-oriented, had no problem saying hi to all the new faces here today.
So oh, no, she comes up and she sniffs because, I don't know, I probably have horse on my shoes, horse remains on my shoes, she came over and gave that a sniff, looked up at me and said, okay, you can come in. And I said, well, thank you.
Can you share with us when a stray comes in, let's give our listeners, our loyal listeners, like a visual of what happens. A stray comes in, what happens with Haven Humane? And the reason I want you to share this mm-hmm. is because as people are thinking about, we've got Giving Tuesday coming up,
mm-hmm.
we've got people who are thinking about Christmas, what they can, mm-hmm. if they give money to Haven Humane, I think if somebody saw that in an envelope and a stocking stuffer that monies mm-hmm. went and on the behalf of the family names.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what happens when strays come in. And we have this animal population. It's very important to
mm-hmm.
control.
Oh, yeah. Too many animals, really. But yeah, when they come in as a stray, like Ruby, one of our animal regulation officers responded to a call. So somebody called about dogs running around loose in Redding. He went and picked them up, scanned for a microchip, checked for a collar. You know, if they do have those things, it's a lot easier to rehome them then and there or find them their home. In Ruby's case, no collar, no microchip. She was brought to Haven, where they stay on a hold period for a certain amount of time in case an owner does come looking for them. If nobody comes forward during that time, then they go up for adoption, which is what happened to Ruby.
But in the meantime, uh-huh. If nobody comes to pick them up, mm-hmm. they get spayed and neutered.
Yes.
They get a chip on them.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten vet checks.
Yep.
They're making sure they're healthy.
All that stuff.
So
all
do
of
they?
That.
So
all
when you
happens.
Vet check, I'm curious, do they worm? Do you look to see what's going on internally?
Yeah. So every animal, I guess it kind of depends on the age, but they'll also get heartworm tested. Very common in Shasta County to see heartworm positive dogs, unfortunately. It's very preventable, just really, really common. So they do all get tested for heartworms and started on a flea tick and heartworm prevention as well.
So that's fantastic because mm-hmm. you always never know what's under the hood.
Exactly, yeah.
And you never want to adopt out a dog that may be ill.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell the owners, Ruby, and I'm not saying Ruby, but mm-hmm. doggy has heartworm, and it's mm-hmm. going to take this kind of medicine for the rest of their lives.
Yeah,
wait a minute. For heartworm, if they have heartworm, it takes treatments. But,
yeah.
But preventable is we used to give the Snookums
mm-hmm.
a pill.
Heartworm.
Was it every week or something like that?
I think once a month, and then also she got like a flea preventative
yeah.
medicine. So, or maybe we did that once a week. I can't remember. It's been 3 years now.
That saves you a lot of money if the dog does get ill.
Yeah.
So.
And just better for them not to go through that treatment.
Absolutely.
Right. Those illnesses.
So Ruby here is a type of dog that, like I said, she's probably the kind that's going to sleep. And rest, but she's also, you know, she needs a yard.
Or
a walk. She needs
definitely.
A walk.
She loves going on walks. She seems to stick really close to whoever is walking her. Almost a tripping hazard. She's so sweet, just wants to be right next to you. She only pulls if she gets a really good smell. She'll go check it out and pull a little bit. But other than that, I think she would love being like your Netflix buddy, hanging out on the couch, watching movies.
Pro Football Sunday.
Yeah. Going on little walks.
How is she in the car?
Train her to go to the refrigerator and get out a Diet Coke.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, pull the rope open and then take the paw on it. Okay. So, anyway, we all have visuals. But so when you when you carry your pet of the week from place to place, did they, how did she load? How was she in the car?
She was a little afraid to get in the van.
Okay.
It's not a typical looking car. It's a big giant green van.
Yeah.
So it's a little scarier. She was, didn't make a peep the whole time in the car. But I did have to pick her up and put her in the car.
Okay. Okay.
She goes, okay, this is not what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Now, is she, how does she get along with other dogs and
she has,
what kind of family would she go into?
She has met other dogs and she's done great with them. She seems to like respectable dogs more so. She's an older girl, I would say, more mellow. I don't think she would appreciate a puppy jumping all over her, chewing on her ears. But she doesn't have any issues just hanging out, you know, going on walks with her doggy friends, more mellow kind of play.
And she doesn't look like she's a fast mover, so you could have kids around, it looks like.
Yeah.
So, anyway, here's Ruby. And we like Ruby, too. Everyone you all bring in is always, it's so adoptable. They're so adoptable.
It's so good to see them in a new environment, too, and new people, get to know them even more.
And remember, Haven Humane, now, are you by appointment only, but you are open also on Saturdays with appointments, correct?
Yep, Monday through Saturday. We are closed tomorrow, though,
for
Veterans Day.
Yep. All right, here we go. So now's the time if you're thinking about bringing a, a canine, a forever friend. Yeah.
Or a kitty.
Yep, they're there,
too. Got lots of them.
Okay. Well, Reed, thanks for coming in and taking off from your busy schedule of stunts.
Thank you, guys, for having me. And Ruby.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell started her business back in 1993 and has been helping family, seniors, business owners, and yes, veterans since the day she opened. You know, with the craziness in insurance and the, what's going on with insurance and the economy, maybe it's time for a free review and evaluation of what you've got going. Well, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, and one of our experts are more than happy to sit down with you. We do business with Judy Maxwell, and I tell you what, she treats people like family and friends. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Well, good morning, and I'll tell you what you can take me home tonight in. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. How would you like to, you know, we were watching on the news about Chad Bushnell, and he is going to be at the State Theater tomorrow night in Red Bluff from 7 to 9, and he's doing a fundraiser, and the funds are going to go towards the canine program. And it was a nice interview on KRCR.
Military canines.
Yeah, military canines. And, you know, he just won them and retraining them
and bringing them back into a
He just society. Won a big award for one of his songs. Got a new album out. And one of his songs, I think there are four nominated, but one, he won a special category in an independent music. Because, you know, you've got CMA, you've got AMC, and then there's a couple new ones, of course. And so this is independent, and it's the largest one. And I think it was Justin. I'm not really sure what the name of it was, but he got to accept that award at the Grand Ole Opry, which is really great. But so anyway, when I said about NorCal and equipment, for all your Kubota needs, Kubota. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so that's what made me think about take me home in your tractor. And yeah,
we may just rent one for tonight.
Yeah.
Get a big one and at the end of the evening, put you into the lift there. And drive you home.
That's it. We'll drive up to Wind River in the tractor. You'll be in your Marine Corps uniform.
That's right.
And we'll have valet parking.
They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. It's a locally owned, locally operated business owned by a young family doing great work. Now, I have found a job when I retire.
Oh. When you retire. Are you going to retire?
Yeah, at some point.
All right.
Not right away. In Florida, they pay you to capture boa constrictors and pythons,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Well, night before last, three men coming back from fishing saw this snake on the road. There's three guys, and they're good sized boys. Found it, and they tried to capture it. Well, it was too much for them, and luckily, two other people, a local conservationist and his son, showed up, and they jumped into the fight, and they ended up capturing this Burmese python that weighed 197 pounds. Mm. 197.9 pounds. Oh, you know, it's like a 200-pound Burmese python, and it was 17 feet long.
And there's what, five guys there holding
it? There's five guys, and they're all, I mean, you know, they're good sized boys, and they
did they keep it alive?
They turned no. They these are euthanized.
Okay.
And but a lot of the trackers there and the hunters of these then use the meat and the skin to you know for they sell it. So anyway, this one was the second largest one on record from Florida. Now, why is this important? The threat they have over the local flora and fauna is tremendous. They eat the deer, they eat everything around there, and they're not native to here. People just turn their snakes loose in the swamps, and since they have no natural enemies, they procreate, and they lay like 20 eggs. So they have, they have an annual python roundup, which they, they go out and people are going, oh, you're rounding them up, well, we're rounding them up because they're eating all the birds. Birds are disappearing. Whole species of birds are disappearing. So this is a problem there. And people's dogs, they don't stick to the swamps. They come out when they're looking for food. And you have a lot of communities that are out there. And so their dog goes missing. Anyway, the threat is serious, not to the small game, but to the natural predators in the region, because they're taking the predators' food, the panthers and others. And Florida's iconic panthers number less than 250 in the wild. So this is, they're going to be no small game, no rabbit population, no mice. Then you start taking away from the predators and the bobcats, and they're getting picked off. So even with five of them laying on top of her, she was able to lift herself off the ground and head for the water. So there's your job. Afterwards, we can go down and become python hunters, honey.
Well, I will have dinner for you when you get home, because okay. I'm not doing that.
Right.
So there you go. Just okay. To let you know. Hate to kill your buzz, but...
Well, shifting to a more local area.
Thank you.
How many votes do Shasta supervisors need to sue California over hand-counting ballots? This is an article in the Record Search Life by David Benda. And Supervisor Jones has mentioned is that we're putting feelers out right now, and I've had attorneys and firms that reached out to me, fighting this thing about the hand counting of ballots. But to do that takes a 4-to-1 vote to hire an outside law firm. And Tim Garman says, I guess that won't happen. Says Tim Garman, because you need a 4-to-1 vote. They could get probably a 3-to-2 vote, but to get a 4-to-1 vote means that either Tim or Mary has to swing over to give that vote, and I don't think mm-hmm. that's going to happen. So we'll see what happens. We're following this as everybody is. The funniest thing is all these people and media came down for our Tuesday election thinking there's going to be problems. There's going to be riots in the streets. There's going to be fist fights and brawls at the polling places. And guess what? Nada. Nothing. Just a regular old election happened.
Hey, do you want to talk a little bit about our guest speaker tonight, the keynote speaker that will be at the Marine Corps Ball?
James Harker, former Marine aviator. Flew in the A-6s, got out of the Marine Corps, went to law school, and is an attorney down in Southern California. But he has been involved with the Marine Corps throughout, throughout the decades. And he is part of the November 10th Association. But the other group he is in, a nonprofit, is they are building a West Coast Marine Aviation Museum at El Toro, which used to be Marine Corps Air Station El Toro, till the Marine Corps gave it back to Orange County and moved down to Miramar, and Top Gun moved from Miramar out to Nevada. But he, you know, they have hundreds of exhibits of, you know, aircraft, everything you can imagine, and they're in the process of moving them from Miramar up to Orange County to El Toro, and they're building a museum there. And it'll be one of a kind up there. So
that's fantastic. And he's been very, very involved. And you met him, and I love the fact that he, you know, this is that loyalty that happens within the Marine Corps. You met him through Ted on a trip to go pheasant hunting and join these guys that are mutual friends back in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yep.
And you just asked him I'm there. They just got back from France because we've interviewed them before, and they're very, very big into making wine.
They have their own label.
Right. They've been involved since the late 70s.
Yeah.
And he met his wife in a winemaking class in college. So they've been in.
Yeah, they've been involved with this a long time, but he's very witty and he's humorous, and I can't wait to hear him tonight. Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program, and it helps to prevent serious falls from older adults or persons with disabilities. If you would like more information or to become a part of this program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. 7:30 in the morning here on the November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday, and we'll be right back.
I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning here on November 10th. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 hospitals in cardiovascular matters in the nation, according to the Watson Health Institute, and they've been up there for a long time. They do a great work for that, plus all the different cutting-edge technologies, the TAVR valve replacement, the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, all of the things that they're doing at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Well, you know, we talked about, what's kind of happening in the world, and we, you know, that where do we start with the fact that the mortgage rates have dropped just a few percent, just a few, like I think it went from 7.76 to 7.5, right, Carl, when you came around the corner. Now,
yeah.
One of the things
still, when you look at it, it's if you look at it in a historical sense, it's probably about, you know, around that. But for years we were into the threes and the twos, and then it did go almost 8%. And that makes a big difference when you're buying a house.
Absolutely. And so when we think about the fact that I was listening to a show yesterday, is it still true? I'm not seeing that anywhere in the headlines about there's still a looming, perhaps the shutdown of the government.
Well, they're still working on that. Yeah.
In 10 days?
Yes. Yes, unless they can come up with some kind of an agreement on the budget, which ends up probably being another continuing resolution into January.
All right, so this, I think, kind of segues into Formula One next race is set on the Las Vegas Strip. And it was they believed that it was going to bring in about $1.3 billion. And according to this headline, it said ticket prices are plunging ahead of the Formula One's next race set on the Las Vegas Strip. It says that hotel rooms are falling sharply in Las Vegas, and the gambling mecca preps to host its first Formula Grand Prix race in four decades next week. Excitement has started to fizzle in recent weeks, with the big factor being that the driver Max Verstappen already won this year's championship title in Qatar, this dampening enthusiasm among the sports fans. But this is also translated to falling ticket prices, and I'm thinking it's because of what's happening with, you know, the economy. According to TickPick, they have plunged 35% in the past month for the Saturday race, with the average price dropping from $1,645. This is for the grandstand seats, to $1,060. Ticket prices were priced roughly at $2,000 a year ago for the Las Vegas race.
Well, the it's grandstand still $1,000 for the grandstand to watch this Grand Prix.
If you're a fan, you're a fan.
Well, that's true.
What do people pay when they want to go see the playoffs, What do they pay to get a front row? When you want to go see the Lakers?
If you wanted those four seats? If you wanted a front row seat at a Taylor Swift concert, I wonder how much you'd pay. I bet it's got to be up. It could be up to $1,000.
Oh, I'm sure it's more than that. Are you kidding me? I have friends that went from Reading with their kids, bought the tickets, I think, for the San Jose performance way ahead of time. And I'm sure that was just for them to go to the concert, go buy their outfits, because that's a really big deal. They had had their Taylor Swift concert before, during, and after. And then their hotel rooms and their food, I think that was somewhere in the $3,000, $4,000 range for them to go. Four people.
Wow.
Easy. It may have been more than that. I could ask that. Now, we do have a caller. Dolores, good morning. And what's on your mind?
Am I on the radio?
Yes, you are live.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you. Yes, I have a question, Carl. Because I think it might relate to your station, okay, just because I'm trying to be cautious. I was wondering, if you ask somebody in public that not to say anything about you, to slander you, or say any bad things about you on your radio before they go on your radio, do you deal with any situation like that if you ask somebody not to be slandering you on your radio? If they are actually the person who runs the show, they have a show on your radio. How does that work? Just wondering.
If I ask them not to slander me?
Or yeah, slander anybody.
Anybody, correct. Anybody to basically.
Before they go on the radio, with like you're talking about certain shows that have.
Yes, correct. If you already warned them and you record it and told them, hey, you better not be talking bad about me or else I'll sue you. So how does that work when they decide
well, it's,
to go
it's
ahead?
Kind of like any suit where, somebody is, I would imagine, is you're saying they're libeling you or mm-hmm. slandering you. That's a, that's something that is, those things are really hard to prove in court. And because especially if you're a public figure.
You're not, though.
Well, it depends on if you're a public figure. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer on something like that. And people can say things that you consider untrue that they consider true. I mean, people say things about Biden that could be considered slanderous, but he's a public figure, just like Trump. People say, horrible things about Trump. People say horrible things about us.
Yeah, Dolores,
we do with that is just we are totally ignored.
We are in the times for people to not have integrity. And I will tell you that this past year for Carl and I, my name has been dragged through the mud for things I never said, was not in the room, had no part of.
I believe that because it happens all the time. But I'm to the point where I told somebody, if you do, I will take you to court. I'll take my chance and I'll challenge
that.
Yeah,
well, and then that becomes a personal thing, whether they say it to your face or they say it in writing or say it on the air. Yeah.
It's like bad gossip. You can't, people are going to say things behind your back, and it can eat you.
You can let it eat you.
And eat you, or you just say that, you just have to consider the source. If somebody is saying something on our radio show, you've known in the past that if it's harmful, in the sense that it's like calling for physical harm, then that is an action that needs to be dealt with.
And those people are removed immediately.
Yes. So, and if they're just
as we did in the past.
And if people are just giving their, call it stupid opinion, or, biased opinion, then, and I just think we're just in times right now of people that are just with their rhetoric that is negative and nasty, and I just don't understand why. You can still, I think, as a person today, if you want to get things done and accomplished, that you can really do this with kindness, integrity, be able to have a conversation without calling names and raising your voice and screaming nasties. Those people are just, I don't know.
Right, and I understand, because here's the thing. When I say things, I back it up with documents. Proof, proof, proof. That's how I do. But when somebody says something that's not true because they just don't even like what you said, and they start saying, you know, things there to slander you, to discredit you, and you know, to try to just about mouth you, that's something that if somebody, you know, like me, I say, okay, if you're going to do that, I'll take you to court, because that's slander.
Well, and that's absolutely, you're right. Okay, Dolores, thank you. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. Local board of directors, 4 branches in our area here, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 down in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. They're located at the 2 in here in Redding are located at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old, in that shopping center. It's Cornerstone Community Bank, but what's the name of that shopping center? I've completely lost it in my head. You can learn more, though, at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their book, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Black Bear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And good morning and welcome back to this Friday edition of KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and happy Marine Corps birthday for all of the Marines who have served our country. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, so there's all kinds of places in town that are giving veterans get free meals, which is, I think, so fabulous.
Yeah, and there's a number of places there, but Country Kitchen is one of them.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn.
It's got their country scramble or something, something like that. But there's a variety of places. You can find those on Facebook or go to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and for that. And some other things. The Golden State Tour for AMVETS 1 is happening. They're arriving in town today. They're going to be out at IGO tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And AMVETS 1 is Leaving No Veteran Behind, Raising Awareness of Veteran Suicide and Mental Health Within Our Families and Communities. So they're going to be there at 10 o'clock. And then the ceremony out at IGO
tomorrow
will begin at 11 a.m. on November 11th.
And if you've never been there or you've
feel
like you need to do something to honor the veterans, this is always just a beautiful event. Always have a great keynote speaker, and you know, and then I think they bring up Reeves.
Well, that's usually for Memorial Day, okay. But they're going to be recognizing all the different services. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it starts at 11. But if you get there early, you can look at the literature and talk to the people from the AMVETS 1 bus Golden State Tour. And they're going to be here today. They've been traveling throughout California, and so. That's going to be tomorrow. By the way, Wind River has a breakfast. They're going to be serving breakfast to veterans tomorrow and dinner, and dinner is going to be prime rib. So if you're looking to go out there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, get there early.
All right. So came upon this sign, and I wanted to know if you wanted to have this sign, Carl.
Okay.
Five things you should know about my wife. Number one, she is my queen.
Okay.
Number two, she is a bit crazy and scares me sometimes.
Okay.
Number three, she can't control her mouth. Number four, she has anger issues. And number,
are you accusing me of writing
and
this?
And number five, mess with her and they'll never find your body.
Well, that's... That's true, and I saw a meme yesterday, and it had a picture of a railroad track, right? It was just a railroad track, straight. Mm-hmm. Man telling story. Underneath it was the big switching yards, and
well,
there's 100 tracks in circles and everything. It says woman telling story.
Well, it's the truth. They'll talk about how men, when they say I'm going to go to bed and go to sleep, they go to sleep. Women have tried to figure out, I got to do the laundry, this, the bills, the what about that person, and oh, did I say the right thing, and what am I going to wear tomorrow, and oh my gosh, did I do the laundry, and you know that corner of the house that needs to be cleaned up, and that's just how our minds work. That is before we even go to sleep.
Well, as we were, we'd listen to this and we laugh about it, but if you opened up a man's brain, and figuratively, you would see it filled with boxes. And in every one of those boxes is a subject. And the biggest box in there is nothing. And because how many times have you just been sitting there and your wife goes, what are you thinking about? And you say, oh, nothing. And she goes, oh, yes, you've got to be thinking about something. No, No, you don't. They put electrodes on people's heads, on men's heads, and the brain activity has dropped because we're not thinking about anything. Mm-hmm. But then you ask a question, well, what about this? Well, we go into our brain, we find the box with that answer in it, we open up the box, we come out, we talk about it, and then when we're finished, it goes right back into the box, we close it. Where a woman's brain is more like a, and I don't mean this derogatory because the guy who's talking about it, is kind of like a plate of spaghetti. Everything touches each other. So one part.
Absolutely.
Will bring on another part, which brings on another part. If you've ever watched six women sitting around talking, don't ever tell me again you can't multitask, because you can be in a group with six women, four conversations going, and you all stay up on what everybody's saying. That's impossible for me to do.
You should hear my Pilates class. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, we don't like do Pilates in silence. There's major conversation going on. But you know, interestingly enough, and I want to share this because, you know, as you approach, like, today's the Marine Corps birthday and tomorrow's Veterans Day, and I always think about, certain, like, we're coming into fall and Christmas, and at New Year's, a lot of times people make resolutions, but my personal birthday, I share this, starts with my personal birthday and my resolutions. So this year, I mean, I'm doing slower steps with it, but I want to say no to certain things in order to say yes. One of the things I did, and I'm very excited about this, I joined a book club. And that, inspires me to, I want to expand and learn and read things that perhaps I wouldn't pick a book up off the shelf and buy or read. And I'm not a person that really likes to read from a computer or from a,
Kindle. Yeah.
I want the book. I'm a sensory person, so I like to have the book, and I like the feeling of the pages. I like the weight of the book. There's something about it. You know, it's like, I don't really like to shop online. I want to go feel the fabric, try it on. I like to smell it. It's a weird thing. What can I say? I don't lick it.
There's a lot of people out there that are really happy to hear that you're not out there licking clothes at Macy's. The smelling part is kind of strange.
Yeah, no, I have to because
sometimes... I thought I broke you of that one.
Well,
time.
Some of these fabrics have that really weird, in fact, the last 10 years, I don't know if it's a retardant.
Some of them
they smell like oil, and you can never get it out. And that happens more with the stuff if I do order online, which rarely happens, like probably 5% of the year do I order anything online. It has this weird smell. And I have to wash it like 10, 15 times, hang it outside, beat it up, throw more detergent on it in order to get it out.
So the first time you wear it, in other words, it looks like you've had it for 4 years.
No, I can't wear something right away without washing it first.
I know.
It's weird. Okay, these are idiosyncrasies today.
Way too much information.
Uh-huh.
Hey, by the way, if people are saying, you know, gosh, you know, I really want to thank the veterans. And, you know, it's how do you do it? I tell you, I'm always appreciative if somebody says, thank you for your service. And my answer has always been, it has been an honor to serve this country. And it is, and it still remains to this day. Yes, all the things going on, but I've been unfortunate or fortunate to be in so many other countries, regions of the world, dealing with different people, that when you see what they have, even in, you know, the more civilized nations, that when you come back to the United States, you realize just what a great country this is. Yeah, we're going through this stuff now. And it's serious. It is some serious stuff. But the fact is our veterans have put their lives on the line, even if they never saw combat, because there wasn't combat then. They still would have gone if called. So if you see a veteran, yeah, a simple thank you for your service is always, always, always appreciated.
And our next guest is also served.
That's right. He's a veteran.
Is a veteran. But last night, interesting, it was great for me. I loved being the fly on the wall for We took our keynote speaker, or your keynote speaker for the Marine Corps Ball to dinner last night, and just to sit with these guys that talked about boot camp and their experiences and where they served and how long they served, and it was an honor for me.
It was interesting because it's amazing that we all had, you know, different times through, but all of our stories were about the same. So anyway, okay, we're going to be breaking for the news, and when we come back, we have Patrick Gorman, attorney at law,
and Jill
Gorman, who is his office manager and more. And so we'll be right back after the 8 o'clock news. If Daddy
done more. KCNR Shasering.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The White House says President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will discuss a range of regional and global issues when they meet next week in the San Francisco Bay Area. Mr. Biden and Xi will be in San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. With the Israel-Hamas war in its second month, a sense of desperation has strained Gaza's close-knit society. The desperation has even emboldened some Palestinians to vent their anger against Hamas. The Washington Post removes an editorial cartoon after backlash from pro-Hamas readers.
The cartoon was based on common knowledge about how Hamas uses human shields in Gaza. The political cartoon, titled Human Shields, depicted a Hamas terrorist with infants, children, and women tied to him as he questioned, "How dare Israel attack civilians?" Drawn by cartoonist Michael Ramirez, a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, the caricature was criticized by anti-Israel readers who saw it as a discriminatory portrayal of one of the leaders of Hamas. In response, the opinion section editor, David Shipley, apologized for approving the cartoon and removed it. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Speaking Thursday during a panel discussion at the International Monetary Fund, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed will continue to be cautious when it comes to further raising its benchmark interest rate.
We will continue to move carefully, however, allowing us to address both the risk of being misled by a few good months of data and the risk of over-tightening.
Some Democratic officials are concerned that Senator Joe Manchin's announcement that he'll not seek re-election next year frees him to pursue a third-party presidential bid. The West Virginia Democrats' announcement opens the door for Republicans to flip the seat. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 86 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
French conservative leader Marine Le Pen is being criticized over her plans to attend a weekend march to protest rising anti-Semitism in France.
Le Pen's critics say that her party has failed to shake off its anti-Semitic heritage despite growing political legitimacy. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne, numerous political parties and citizens are to attend the Sunday march. Le Pen says she and her National Rally Party also will be there in what some see as an attempt to leverage the Israel-Hamas war to make herself more palatable to mainstream voters. The government says Le Pen's party does not have a place in what is dubbed as a grand civic march. But a spokesman says that the march is public and that everyone is free, in his conscience, to participate or not. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Internet access across the war-torn nation of Yemen has collapsed. It's remained down for hours. News and analysis at townhall.com. Hotel workers at Wynn Resorts in Las Vegas won't be going on strike as planned today.
The Las Vegas Hotel Workers Union has reached a tentative deal with Wynn Resorts, preventing a strike that was set to begin today. The new five-year contract follows deals made earlier with casino giants Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts. The union says the contracts will provide more than 35,000 workers at 18 properties with historic pay raises and other unprecedented wins, such as mandatory daily room cleanings. The union had bargained for more than 7 months, and the tentative deals must still be approved by the rank and file. I'm Donna Water.
A federal judge in Florida has declined for now to postpone former President Donald Trump's classified documents trial. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon pushed back several pretrial deadlines. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to the Friday edition of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday, 248th birthday of the United States Marine Corps, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at our helm. Do you have a national day?
Good morning. Yes, actually it is. It's a Marine Corps day, first of all. A second thing is a World Net Cancer Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh, so today whole right. World. Yeah.
Okay, good. Mm. Thank you, Christina. And Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. And how are you today? Mostly sunny. But if you look outside, it looks like a little gloomy. And from what I understand, we did have a few drops this morning. But according to the forecast, it will be around 66 today with our overnight lows of 44, becoming sunny tomorrow on Veterans Day. With our skies and our temperatures getting to be around 68, with our overnight lows of increasing clouds at 44. Sunday calls for mostly and partly sunny, which is weird when you hear that, but it's going to be about 66 as well. Then partly cloudy on Sunday night with slight chance of rain with our temperatures around 45 in the lows. And Monday calls for 50% chance of rain. So we look for rain for the early next week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And on the phone with us is our Vice President of Investments with Stifel Investments, and that's our one and only Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Thank you for that nice presentation.
The one and only.
One and only.
The one and only.
What's happening on Wall Street?
The major averages are in the green after a week of choppy trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 148 points at 34,041. The S&P 500 positive 26 points at 4,374. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 71 points at 13,592. The three most actively traded stocks this morning, Plug Power down $2.42, trading at $3.51, Tesla off 89 cents at $209.18, AMG up $3.68 at $117.18 per share. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.60%. Moving on to commodities, gold is down by $15 an ounce at $1,949, silver off a quarter at $22.46 per ounce, and crude oil is set at $76 a barrel today. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, the price of oil has been dropping.
Yes, it has.
Wow, $76.
It was the lowest it's the lowest in about 4 years. Many thought it was going to go beyond 90 up towards over the $100 mark, and now it's down to 76, 78, and we hope it, in turn, treats us well at the pubs.
Yeah,
we need to see the price go down. The price is still pretty high.
$4.25, I think, is the last I filled up with.
I saw $4.11, but it's interesting that it's been dropping with all the unrest in the Middle East and all that. So,
well, you've been listening to your market.
It was demand. It was demand is dropping. People are going down.
Well, that could be it. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
And happy Veterans Day out there, everyone.
Thank you, Susan Eastman with Stifel. That's spelled S-T-I-F-E-L, and she is the Vice President of Investments located at Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-244-7199. Susan Eastman.
Okay, we are here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and his beautiful wife, Jill.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to have to hold that down in front of you. You know that.
We love having you guys on. I think that it's been wonderful to gather information. And you've been there for us in situations where maybe we don't understand something that's happened to bring some clarity. And I think your practice is that's exactly what you do, where it doesn't cost somebody to come in front of you if they have a case. And so kind of what's happened this last month?
On the client side, I mean, that's the same thing. I always try to talk to people and help them plan for what's next, right? Because with most, even the lawsuits you read about in the news, most of that money's going to go to doctors, attorneys, and stuff like that. So the amount of money you get, it's never going to make somebody whole. It's never going to, probably isn't going to change somebody's life. So you have to really leverage it and have a plan. It might be enough to do something, to pivot to something better or than where you're at when you come into my office. But at the same time, it's not like someone's going to give you a check for enough money where you can do anything with it, right? So you really have to find, people have to figure out where they are, what they can do, and how to make it work. So a lot of it's actually planning, just life planning, nothing to do with the law. And then I try to make the, their legal, options and remedies fit within whatever they're doing.
It sounds like many, if somebody's injured at work and it is life changing for some people, then they've got to get into another, they've got to go a completely different route, learning a new trade, maybe one that doesn't take as much physical effort, something that they can do that brings home the bacon. But working in a totally different field, so that's kind of a big thing too. I've heard you talk about.
And it's the Shasta County story is somebody's making $2,000-$3,000 a week. Working outdoors, running equipment, or falling trees or something, usually pretty laborious. And, they're in their, early 40s, late 30s, and they are injured. And within 2 years, they lose their bass boat, they lose their truck, they lose their house, and they lose their wife. And so, it is life-changing. A lot of them, people come to me, and I always prefer for them not to wait till then.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, that doesn't always happen, but if they don't plan.
Yeah, if they don't plan. I mean, obviously, there's ways to plan for that, but a lot of times they're calling me or coming into my office when that's already happened. And so it's hard to turn that around. But, it's life-changing, and, there is a tomorrow. Right. I mean, there are plenty of people have been, bankrupt and come turn around. People are, and there's always a way to turn it around. But, that's when people are earning and providing and they're proud of that. That's their identity. I provide for my family. I earn. I make a good living. And I have my boat and I get to fish on the weekends, those kinds of things. Right. That's their dream. They're living the dream. And now that's taken from them. And some people it breaks them. And finding that, the momentum to come back from that is really challenging for a lot of them.
Well, it's like being in charge of your own health care. You're the one that knows how you feel, and you have to have a say in it. And to just let things happen without reacting to it, and the earlier you react from everything I hear on anything, the better it is.
Right, and the number one thing that keeps people from calling an attorney is they feel like they're going to have to pay an attorney a bunch of money, and they don't have money because they're hurt, and they're getting paid two-thirds of what they were making, and it's capped out. So if somebody's making $3,000 a week, your temporary disability rate is going to be a maximum of like $1,639. Yeah. So you're taking a huge pay cut. And those guys, they'll work hard. They'll work until they're in a wheelchair if they have to. But, it's very challenging for guys. And then, you get the other – there's really two – types of clients that I usually wind up taking, and they're the younger folks who have an injury. They're really young, and they need to keep their career. They want to keep their career. And I always worry that another attorney is going to take that case and ramp up the cost to make money on it without any regard to what another person's going to stay at work. So with those guys, I always worry about what another attorney might do. And so I take their case knowing they're going to be a client for 20 years, you know. So we take their case, and I try to keep the permanent disability low for now and keep the work restrictions low so they can stay at work, but get them to the best doctor we can find so they can also medically stay at work, right? So that's client one. And then client two is the client who is – their career is over and they're not, you know, going to retrain to be an accountant. There's not a lot of sedentary jobs up here, so they're done. And we've got to figure out how to navigate that so that they can have a quality of life.
What do you have in your if you go to Gorman Law, you have a paragraph in here that I'd like to read before we take a break. Other catastrophic injuries are apparent in severity, like the loss of a limb. However, the involvement of the other body's symptoms and the injured worker's mental health are commonly overlooked by injured workers and even the physicians.
Right. So when somebody goes to the doctor initially, you know, they fall and hurt themselves and my back hurts. And they'll go and it'll just be the back. Well, the insurance company won't let the doctors push it into other body parts, but other body parts are always involved. And the longer your injury goes on, the longer you need treatment and the longer treatment's delayed, the more body systems come in. People have dental issues. They have hearing issues. They have headaches. They have stomach issues, heart issues, you know, and it just expands.
Well, our body's all connected. So that, you know, and if you're just looking at one part, that's interesting. And so I think it's really important to be able to have somebody that you can sit down and discuss about a strategy. Where do I go from here? We've got to take a break. We're here with Gorman Law. We love this monthly segment that we get to hear about what's happening, and I'm sure this can ring a bell with a lot of people.
This portion of the show brought to you by a veteran-owned business, and that's Quackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has been repairing windshields for, gosh, 2 decades now, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He guarantees his work, period. If you've got a small chip in your windshield or crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. How do I know? Because he's done that on my windshield. He fixed a crack in my windshield. It was like, I don't know, about a foot long 16 years ago. And you still can't see it. Yep, I still got that truck, and I still got that crack, but you can't see it, so it doesn't count. Anyway, for a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Like I said, it's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. 8:16 in the morning here on November the 10th. We'll be right back.
I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning still the biggest thrill of all.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Cappy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Cappy's Deli on Airport Road open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
On my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Welcome back. Green Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, November 10th, Marine Corps birthday, and tomorrow, Veterans Day. So we're playing a lot of songs like that today.
Yeah, that was an Army song, though.
Yeah, it was an Army song. That's okay. You're my fellow. You're my brother.
I don't even know the Army birthday. I don't know. I think it was in 1774 or something. I don't remember.
What?
The Army. I don't know what the Army birthday is. We didn't. Well, if they said it, I forgot it. You know?
It's because you don't spend hours in history class at boot camp.
Yeah.
And we're very, yeah. And that's absolutely true. I mean, it's an ethos. It's like joining a monastery in many ways.
Yeah, no, the Marine Corps definitely has, the Marines are Marines, that's for sure.
And we have sharp uniforms, too. Yeah. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, people. It's getting to be Christmas. Avoid the rush. Start going in there now. Now, I will say they're going to have a big sale starting.
Oh, it starts in December. It is their 20% off of everything, their anniversary sale. And I just happened
to
pop in there last 2 days ago. I haven't been in there in a while. Leonard wasn't in there, but he'll be in Monday, so I'm going to go in. And I love to look at their Indian, they have some beautiful
Native American jewelry, turquoise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they have some beautiful things in there. And, of course, during the holidays,
and then
they bring out the best.
Well, and then Rebecca has this one little
case.
Thank you. It's this one little case, and it just has Linda on it. And so it makes it a lot
I'm
easier.
I'm with you. I like a steak. Jill loves a steak, George.
That makes it easier for me because these are all things Linda has. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. And they put them in this one little case. Aww. And I just go over and look at them. And so if any of y'all would like to go in there and look in Linda's case, feel free to buy, and we'll share.
I'll tell you, any good jeweler will know the things that she's been looking at and didn't buy. So if you ever go in,
Oh, no.
They help you out. They got your back.
Mm-hmm. I'll go in and they'll say, one time when one of our sheriffs was here and he announced on the show, oh, it's my wife's birthday. And he says, I just don't know what to do. And Linda goes, Four Winds Jewelry.
It was like
and
a.
I was in there that day because I was picking her something up, and he's in there, and I couldn't tell her that he did it because then she would say, "Well, what were you doing in Four Winds Jewelry?"
Oh yeah.
Anyway, they're open. They're on 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman's House of Law. Okay, it's not called that, but
we'll call it that.
Thank you. Gorman's House of Law.
Sounds way more. It sounds like a fancier law firm now.
Like okay. Boutique.
Hey, by the way, I want to
like
thank
it's a
you.
Boutique house of law.
I want to thank you for your service, buddy.
Thank you. You too. Happy birthday, Double Dog. Right? Is that what they call you? What
Devil
you call
dogs.
You for? Yeah. Am I allowed to call you that if I'm not a Marine? Is that okay?
Sure, you can call us right. That. We've been called a lot of names, and some of them you can even say on the air. No, that comes from the Defahund that the Germans. We're calling the Marines during World War One in the battles they were in. They're dogs from hell is what they said.
Tripoli, right? Yeah. I know Tripoli was a big.
Well, Tripoli, that was our first one. The shores of Tripoli, we made the first amphibious landing back in the late 1700s. And then we do, from the halls of Montezuma, fighting in the Mexican War. To the shores of Tripoli. So, yeah, that's part of the song that we would sing every night at boot camp. You'd sing the first verse as you were laying at attention in bed.
Laying at attention?
Laying at attention in bed, and we'd sing that, we'd all be in there singing, and then when we were finished, he'd go, recover. And that meant that you could kind of
relax.
Now
relax
you can relax
and roll.
Oh, man.
Yeah, roll over. So,
we sang Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks every night. It was something Jill Sargent was a real big fan.
Well, here's the thing. When I go through Army schools, they're different than Marine schools. When I went through your jump school, which, by the way, is just an incredible school. It's 1 week of really intense work packed into three. So, yeah. Spread it out.
Oh, no, I heard they leave early, except for jump week, right? But
Well, jump week, no, they keep you out there to get you ready to fall out of an airplane. But the thing is that when the Army marches, they sing.
Yeah,
they sing when they march, and that's your cadence. And for Marines, it was kind of strange. And then one day we had a Marine staff NCO that had the jump platoon and was calling cadence like Marines do. And it just totally screwed up because most of the people that were in the Army, they totally screwed up. What's that mean? I mean, it was different than singing, Jody's got your girl and gone, that kind of thing. It was
well. The Army's for the masses, right? The Army's a much bigger, branch, and I think they need to.
It's a great school. When they can get you to the point where you get up there and you're standing in a door and you're just screaming, wanting to jump out of a perfectly good airplane, several thousand feet in the air. Anyway. Which catches up with you, by the way.
Oh yeah, bad
30
news.
Or 40 years
yeah,
later.
Bad news, bad back. Yeah.
Oh yeah, a good Army. Orthopedic guy can look at an x-ray of your back and tell you approximately close how many jumps you've had just by compression.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but that's got nothing to do with Gorman Law Hour here. So what we've talked about long term for many people that they've been injured and some people, like you said, are never going to go back to work. Many times the employer wants their guy back or girl back. And because of things with insurance companies or medical or something, they can't get them back.
They can't get treatment.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it happens quite a bit. So, and it depends on what type of insurance, the employer has, obviously. If it's an employer that has some kind of self-insurance policy, they have more say. But if they're just usual insurance and they have, a premium policy through like Amtrust or ICW or somebody like that, the insurance company, it's really their money for the most part. It might affect your premiums, but not like it would if you were self-insured. So, you can't really, you know, you don't have as much say. And so the insurance companies go through this process called utilization review where they can deny medical treatment. And if they deny it within 7 days, you can't get the issue in front of a judge. And it just creates these problems because, you know, more and more these utilization review determinations are being made by a software program, not a doctor. And actually, there's a class action lawsuit.
AI.
Yeah, AI, exactly. It's a, just one of another way it's permeating our lives, right? And, you know, so Cigna is actually being – they're part of a class action right now where they're being sued for it in the private health insurance marketplace. And in that case, their policyholders are the people who are trying to get the medical treatment, so they can sue. But in workers' comp, the injured worker is not the policyholder. So either way, there's a lot of denials of treatment now, and people don't get better, and the employers do get frustrated and can't bring them back. But you know, a lot of employers, if they have a good relationship and they see a future, I've seen guys, you know, who install, you know, whatever HVAC, solar panels, roofs, where you know, if they're solid and trustworthy and have the intellect for it, their employer sometimes will help them move into like an estimate, you know, doing estimations and doing the permit work and sales and things like that.
Yeah, take them away from the lifting and put them into something that they know about. Well, but that's great.
And I think one thing that people are really confused about is they think if you are injured, your employer can never replace you and they have to put you in another job. And that is not true at all. Your employer only has to make a good faith attempt to see if they can accommodate your job, your current job, and if not, see if there's an open position that can fit your work restrictions. And after that, they can let you go, and it is totally legal. They can fire you. So, you know, it's if people are misunderstood.
You're not guaranteed that job.
Absolutely not if you can't perform it within full
Okay, this is something I'm just throwing at you out of nowhere, and which I love doing because you always handle them. if you go in the military, do you have a right to get your job when you come back? Or is that just under the draft?
It depends. So if you're like Reserve or National Guard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you can't fire them.
Yeah, you can't fire them, but there was a lot of issues. After 9/11, you know, there were so many, you know, we called them Nasty Girls, but National Guardsmen, they got activated just to stand on the Bay Bridge, right? And a lot of them did lose their jobs. And I don't know what remedies they had.
I thought there was a law that said you can't fire somebody for being called back up to active duty. Because I tell you, the first young man I met in Iraq, the last time I was there, was in a Wisconsin or Minnesota National Guard, had been there 14 months.
Yeah.
And his whole unit had been there 14 months. And, you know, so how do you keep a job on something?
I think there's ways that it's private. I mean, look, if you're in the public sector, right? If you have a union job, odds are you're going to have your job, right? Law enforcement, any of that stuff, you're going to have your job when you come back. But on the private side, there's a way to get around it. I'm certain that, you know, they might say you have a job as in you're still on the books, but they will try to fit you in the schedule, for example, right? Yeah. So they may not schedule you, but not terminate you, right? So you're just, you know, it's a pseudo.
In limbo.
Yeah, you're in limbo. So they don't fire you, but they also don't have you show up to work.
Okay. We're here with Patrick Gorman, Gorman Law. And Jill.
They're
and
a
we're
team.
Talking about workers' comp, and I asked about it used to be that, in fact, many, many years ago, that because people are in reserves, they're going to go for 6 months of training, and then 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks a year, they're going to be gone, and they have their meetings once a month, and their jobs were, you know, were pretty safe. But then when we got into the war and terror, a lot of these National Guard and reserve units were called up for years, yeah, a year and a half. And it's hard for a company to try and hold that job. And I mean, I understand that, but it's not easy for that returning veteran either. So anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I hung out yesterday for about 25 minutes with Logan. It is a veteran-owned business. It is a locally-owned business. I've been going there since I moved to Reading, and I just really, really like this place. Never had a bad haircut. They work by appointments and walk-ins, but if you want to make sure you've got a spot and it works with your schedule, give them a call at 530-244-9478, or you can drop in, and if there's an opening there, they're more than happy to give you a haircut. Their Cypress Square Barbershop is right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line. When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon. We'll raise up our glasses against evil foes.
horses singing, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
All right, good morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, Veterans Day is tomorrow, so you're hearing a lot of music like that today, and you're going to. We have a lot to owe. This nation has a lot to owe to their veterans, and the veterans have been out there, and they have put their lives on the line for this country. And when you look at the numbers, it's only like about 1% of this nation. And we've got a suicide rate of veterans of about 22 a day. That's not good. And active duty suicides have risen in this last year. So it's something that it's not an easy job. And it's one that nobody's asking people to kiss their butts. But if you see a veteran and you know somebody's a veteran, thank them for their service. You know, for me, it's always an honor, and it always is an honor to have served this country.
And school's out today.
Like that.
Which is, you know, in memory of or in remembrance of that it is Veterans Day. A couple housekeeping things here. Remember, we will be, Jim, this is for you, broadcasting live from Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th. Carl and I will be there for the whole week of a convention that begins for all throughout the country of all the rodeos that come to this event. It's amazing. And then, of course, the rodeo begins at the Thomas and Mack Center. It's world-renowned. It's a fabulous night. So we will be there 6th, 7th, and 8th. You want to tune in because you're going to hear some great interviews with some of the head honchos out there.
The CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, his operations officer, specialty acts, some of the cowboys, different organizations that are associated with professional rodeo, like Chicks and Chaps. And
we
like
do
that.
Love how they really support our veterans. We love the whole Americana, you know, standing still for the Pledge of Allegiance, the national anthem, all those beautiful things, and the prayer. So we love what the rodeo stands for, and all of the brotherhood that happens there. And by the way, the Reading Garden of Lights opens November 17th. At the Turtle Bay Gardens, this is the fourth annual, and it is going to be amazing. 10 acres, over a million lights. New to the 2023 season will be holiday-themed model train town featuring G-scale model trains on tracks winding through Shasta County-inspired landscapes and icons, including mountains, lakes, rivers, and forests. That's a new thing. Additionally, there is going to be a VIP igloo experience that added within the event near the Sundial Bridge, offering packages, reservations that include Garden of Lights admission for up to 8 people, plus 2 mosaic wood fried pizza. This is a new thing, which is great, with s'more kits. Now, we were talking to Patrick and Jill. They have not been, and they're going to love it this year because you can buy s'mores kits, and they have these open fire pits. And then they have little places to stop where you can have hot toddy or hot cider. And it's just so cozy and wonderful and so beautifully themed. And we love the fact that, again, opens the 17th. And this year they've added more dates on the other side of New Year. So just,
I think it goes to like January 4th or something.
I think it goes
like
to the 8th.
8th? Okay. All right. Hey, we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law. And we've been talking about, of course, workers' compensation, do people, what happens when somebody change, I mean, they've lost their job, not lost their job, but lost their ability through a work injury to do the job. We found out that there's no guarantee that you can stay there at that company. In good faith, they have to find, you know, see if they can find you a job. And if they don't, though, you're gone.
Yep. And a lot of employers don't have that. So the process is they're supposed to actually see if your current job can be modified. And if not, they have to see if there's another job open there that can fit your work restrictions. And if not, if that can be modified. But they're not – it's easy to do, not a real process. I mean, it really is. And the smaller, the easier. And also, if you have a union contract, you can't create a job. If you create a new job, and it's open for, you know, depending on the contract, 120 or whatever days, that becomes a permanent job that people can bid for. So even union jobs, they're less likely to provide a modified job for you if you're injured because they can't violate that contract.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of people do wind up, you know, out of work, or they just go back to work hurt and get worse. But people have to make – I mean, look, I have people who come in and you know, they either settle their case, you know, now for less than, you know, if they hold out for a year, or they go back to work hurt now because, you know, when you're there and you have to make ends meet, you do have to make the lesser of two bad decisions a lot of the time. And I understand. I mean, I tell them what, you know, financially, you know, their you know, choices are and things like that. But, you know, you have to give them all the information. But – there's nothing wrong with them making the right decision for them then, as long as they have the information, right? And so it's, you know, I understand. I get it. I can't say I wouldn't do the same thing.
Well, the if you call Gorman Law, you get a free consultation.
Yes.
Where people can tell you what's going on and what happens then. I call you up and say, hey, you know what? I was working on the job. I was injured. What are my options?
So so when you call, you'll either leave a message or, you know, you'll be called back or you'll talk to, you know, probably Mai. She's usually the one answering the phone, Mai or Ashley. And they might ask a few questions because there are some screening questions. You know, if you're already represented by an attorney, I used to take a lot of those cases. I don't anymore because what happens is I wind up spending a lot of time fixing the prior attorney's, you know, non-action or improper action. That's probably why they want another attorney because their attorney wasn't doing their job. And, you know, at this point, I have a lot of cases, and it's just, if I have to keep doing that, it's going to take away from the clients I already have. So if somebody's represented by another attorney, we might give you another attorney's name or something like that to call. And also if somebody has just a stress injury, usually it's because they have a problem with their boss. I can't really take those anymore either because they're just very time consuming. And also it's a lot of he said, she said. There's a lot of emotions involved, and it's not, it's just not something that again, takes away from the current clients I have and things like that. So they will ask some questions like that, but then they'll also ask other questions so they can provide the information. So then they'll schedule a consultation, and it could be over the phone or over like Zoom or in person. And in person is always better. One thing I'm actually going to tell them is to offer, usually when people bring in their spouses, it's very helpful, because, you know, either the man comes in and talks and goes home and his wife peppers him with questions that he doesn't know the answers to. And
so typical.
And they get in an argument, right? So there's that. Or they get frustrated with me and then, you know, they come back upset with me. So, the wife goes home and the husband's worried that she's being taken for a ride and, you know, getting ripped off and really paranoid about that. So I think it's always best to either, I mean, maybe not the first time, but always bring in a spouse if you guys have a good relationship. Now that said, anything that I discuss with somebody, whether it's in a consultation or with a client, is totally confidential. Nobody can make me ever tell anybody about it. So if you do bring somebody into the consultation, they're not bound by the same privilege. So, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes people don't want people to know things, and that's totally understandable. So they don't have to bring a spouse. You know, it's up to them.
Well, I think the advantageous part about bringing a spouse is that when we just talked about that earlier about women and men, how we hear things differently. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great sounding board. You're leaving with did you hear that? They said that? No, this is what I heard. So make your notes. Figure out what, you know, when you come back the next time, what it's going to be. It's 8:45 in the morning. We've got another segment here on KCNR, and we are happy that you're joining us this morning on this Marine Corps birthday.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading.
Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their book, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow at Idigo, they're having the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Veterans Day event. It begins at 11 a.m. And also, the Golden State Tour from MVETS 1 is there. If there's ever been a time that suicide awareness is needed, that time is now. And they have the Leaving No Veteran Behind, Raising Awareness of Veteran Suicide and Mental Health Within Our Families. They're going to be out there at 10 o'clock, so you probably want to get out there early and see what the kind of stuff they have. And then, of course, the ceremony itself at 11 o'clock. A lot of places are providing, you know, meals to our veterans tomorrow. You know, places like Country Kitchen, and I think Outback's giving you a blooming onion that has 12,000 calories in it. Wind River is serving breakfast and dinner out there. Logan Steakhouse, there's so many of them. Just check out the Shasta County Veterans Service Office Facebook page, and they've got a whole list of these. And I think it's on our Facebook page, too, that we have passed that around. Okay, we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law, and one of the things about with Patrick is, like I said, I can throw another question out there, and he's usually knows something about everything. It's kind of scary, really, considering you're in the Army. But
I was the unique high ASFAB GED guy that only got offered the infantry. So.
And you're going to be there tonight.
I am. You got your game face on. You're preserving your energy, huh?
That's it.
You weren't
that's
dancing
it.
To the song. And I've never seen Carl with his game face on like this.
Ready.
Pre-game.
I tell you what. We work on this thing for like 6 months. And it's not. But we have one meeting a month to begin with. And then it is until July that we really start into the cyclic rate. And then August, okay, we're making sure everybody's locked down, what we have. And then the last week is just chaos.
Yeah.
Trying to fit everybody in. It's like Linda says, it's like a wedding. And you can have 300, you can have 300 guests. But you don't find out about 30 of them until the week before. So.
You know, it's interesting. So when Jill always makes fun of me because when there's not a big deal, I like yell out, curse words left and right, raise my voice. But when something serious happens, I'm like, oh no, like calm about it and everything. And I think that's just, you're kind of somber, and that's because you got something to do. It's
we
interesting.
Got all these things that are
just
happening.
Calm down when something big is happening.
Here I am thinking I'm just a bundle of joy, and it looks like you're right, Linda. Okay.
Well, it was the song. You usually
really
break it out
that.
For that song.
Yeah,
and you just a little shimmy.
A little shimmy. Just a little shimmy. Okay, what's next?
I wanted to actually talk about something just for, you know, people in the community to be aware of. It's not a local issue. It's going to be a national issue. So I've been seeing some weird stuff happening with, like, you know, in the insurance markets, and it's financially based. And it seems like a lot of companies probably don't have a lot of cash on hand, right? And, you know, like overnight interest rates are high, things like that. We're talking about oil, you know, being going down. So, you know, the Fed's been trying to just push the economy into a recession for, you know, a year now. And they're going to do that. It's going to happen eventually. And so a lot of people are going to wind up being laid off, especially up here, because people aren't going to be building houses. People aren't going to be doing things like that. And, you know, there's all of these indicators. I was talking to an HVAC guy, and he had more sales on HVAC units this year than the prior two combined. And that's because people know they're not going to sell their house and they're going to stay in them, right? Things like that. So if somebody is working and hurt, and that's and fine, you know, if you are laid off before you file a workers' compensation claim, it is barred. You're barred from recovery. The only way around that is if you have some kind of medical record that you have the injury before you were laid off. And it's not the date of layoff. It's the date of knowing you're going to be laid off. So usually in these cases, a lot of people have been working hurt for years but never go to the doctor. And because they don't go to the doctor. And so then they get the notice of layoff. And they've been working hurt. I mean, they're definitely hurt. And then they get laid off, and instead of getting unemployment, they try to get workers' comp, and they lose their medical insurance too. So now they can't even treat for their injuries, and they can't work anywhere else because they're injured, and they're just kind of left out in the cold, or at least waiting 2 years to try to get their case turned around. So all I'm saying is, if you've been working hurt, don't file a workers' comp claim, but at least go to the doctor and just get it documented that you have pain. You don't have to tell them that you think it's work-related because you don't know. But you can just say, hey, I'm having pain here. I just wanted to, like, maybe have it looked at. And just have some kind of record that you have a medical condition. So if you do lose your job and your employer goes out of business, this, that, and the other, then we have a recession lasting up here for another 4 or 6 years, however long it lasted last time, you know, you at least have a way to get some treatment, get some benefits so that you can find another job in the bad economy. And I just wanted to put that out there so that people don't wind up in a bad situation and in my office, you know, really worried about things after they've lost their boat, their house, and their truck.
Well, you've got to prepare, and that's really good information. If you've been, you know, even if you're not having put in a claim injury, but you're hurting, go get it. Annotated by a doctor,
yeah,
that you were seen by somebody, and it doesn't mean you're going to put in a claim, but it's something that could have an impact.
All it needs to be is a notation that you have symptoms and in a body part. That's all that needs to exist. It doesn't have to be terrible pain. It doesn't have to be, I need to be off work. None of that. You don't have to do any of that. You're just doing this. It's kind of like an insurance policy. You're just doing this to cover your back, because once money gets tight, employers that are good friends with you may not be good friends with you if they have to put their family first, right? Things happen. So people just need to take care of themselves and their family too. Just get it on paper. That's it.
Yeah. It doesn't mean anything will happen with it,
yep,
or whatever.
Hopefully nobody ever has to do anything with it, but at least it's there.
And it's the same thing in the military. You serve 4 years in the military, you break a leg. Well, you come out, you're feeling great, but 20 years later, all of a sudden that leg is really hurting. Well, it's already been, you know, it's in your record, and you can head to the VA, and you will be treated for that.
Yeah.
And with everything that goes along with it, whether it's physical rehabilitation or whatever, because it's in your record.
Yeah.
And even if it's years later.
And I think the military has
that.
Yeah, they have that code. They document everything, right? I mean, if a screwdriver leaves somewhere, everybody who touches it has to sign for it, right? But I think in especially with workers' comp, because it's so stigmatized, a lot of people feel like if they go to a doctor, they're burning their employer, or that their job's going to get difficult. And you don't need to file a claim. You don't need to tell your employer anything. You may never file a claim, but at least you have it documented in case, you know, something happens and you do wind up losing your job.
Okay. Anything else, workers' comp? Because I was getting ready to ask you something else.
No, nothing really. Just probably a big workers' comp reform in the next 2 years that we can talk about then. But, yeah, something will happen. Yeah.
Did you ever think that you'd see thousands of people marching in support of Hamas?
You know, I'm from the Bay Area, man. They did it
in the United States.
No, I don't understand it. Other than I think a lot of people follow certain things because they're worried that their peers are going to shame them, especially in this society, the current climate, where if somebody, the loudest people are the fringes, and people are worried that if they don't at least pretend like they agree, they're going to get, you know, shouted down. A lot of people feel like if somebody doesn't agree with everything I think, then they're evil, right? And it's just really, I think some of it's that, and then I think some of them are paid. Right, people get paid to paid activists. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Forever.
No, that's
so. No, some people get paid.
Been around.
But no, I guess I'm not. I am surprised that they try that they were outside of the White House and tried to jump the fence, and that's like they didn't get, you know, the hell beat out of them. I don't understand how we are okay with that. Like I don't know. I mean, that's surprising to me. But yeah, I mean, we have members of Congress that are outright pro Hamas and Hezbollah.
And she was censured. She was censured by the House of Representatives, including Democrats that came over on the side to censure her.
Well, they've been active. I mean, Hezbollah, you know, in the Persian community down in L.A., Hezbollah has killed people who have been, you know, outspoken against the Iranian regime. I mean, they stabbed some guy on the streets back in like the early 90s and stabbed his eyeball out, you know. So they are active and present in the United States. And,
yeah.
And usually they're like within their own, you know, communities and you know, go after one another that way. But
yeah, well, they had I think Gal Gadot, who played Wonder Woman, had a 47-minute film about what it had, you know, from news and from Hamas and all this that she played down at the Jewish Center for Peace and Brotherhood, and there was, you know, riot broke out there in a fight between the pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel. But the it just, you know, you've been around and you've seen it. And just like I have, I mean, and it just surprises me that you have university professors saying things, you know, in support of it, that Israel should be, you know, driven from its land. And it's just if we know Hamas is against everything to do with freedom. And how people could support a terrorist organization like that thoroughly just, you know, amazes me.
Yeah, and I think that it's still the fringes and they're the loudest, but what it should be and what I think it used to be, probably before I was alive, is when people, you know, First Amendment is absolute, but the community does not have to accept, and they can shut.